Long before U.S. attorneys began an investigation into the state's handling of coal ash, before a broken pipe spilled at least 30,000 tons of the stuff into the Dan River last month, before the state sued Duke for allowing ashy water to leak into waterways after environmental groups threatened to do so, before all that, way back in December 2012, environmental groups asked a state environmental commission to stop ash pond water from seeping into groundwater. That commission said no.
Coal ash ponds, to the extent that they involve the question of groundwater pollution, can continue as they are presently operating.
The commission's then chairman, Steve Smith. State regulators have used that decision as a basis for how they handle coal ash remediation. For instance, the state proposed a settlement with Duke at two coal plants. It requires years of study about what damage the leaks from ash ponds are doing. State Water Resources Division head Tom Reeder told reporters they had to.
If we just say, okay, Duke, go dig all these things up, we really don't have the regulatory authority right now to do that because they're afforded certain due process of determining what the threat is. That's the way our rules are laid out, determining what the threat is, and then we base the remediation on the potential threat.
Now a judge has reversed that commission's decision, and that can have a big effect. The judge says the operators of ash ponds, in this case Duke, must immediately eliminate contamination of groundwater. That's the leaks from ash ponds. And the judge says the agency can't wait on determining what damage it's causing before it makes Duke stop the leaks.
Today's ruling puts all of that to bed.
The Southern Environmental Law Center's D.J. Gerken argued the case against the state.
What we know, what the state already knew and has known for years, is that Duke is already contaminating groundwater. So we don't have to wait for further confirmation of that fact to take action.
It's not clear yet how the decision will affect the other lawsuits against Duke. Gerken argues it means the state can't allow more study before it makes Duke plug the leaks. State regulators may not agree. They say they're still reviewing the decision. Duke Energy says it will incorporate the decision into plans it's already making to close some ash ponds. The biggest win for environmental groups may be symbolic. The same judge who made this decision will also decide the other lawsuits against Duke. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.